Welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week brought to us by the Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Did you hear about the mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers?
I did not. What about him?
He'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
It's pretty funny. No. I don't know where you get these. Well, the good ones at. The bad ones, probably get them from a bad place. I don't know. But that was a good joke. And if you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments they're about to go through, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. Or visit the contact us link on our website, which is brovsbro.com. And it'll just make the process, easier. I don't know. I've never tried it. Anyway. You could win lots of cool prizes from doing that, like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man / woman handbags. Na-na-na-na-na. Sorry.
Very special to you, wasn't it?
I guess. Posters.
Yeah.
Cars.
Cheeto puffs.
Solar dudes.
Okay. Very unspecific, but okay.
And much more.
We never cover everything. To leave suspense so then you'll email us and win something.
Yeah.
So we have too much stuff. We used to have a giant llama. We discovered it was an alpaca, but he was sent to somebody else. Anyway, now that we're off topic, it's time for this week's big word of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Big word of the week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The big word of the week is post-haste, which is spelled P-O-S-T-H-A-S-T-E, which means speed or immediate, which means to go, like, fast.
Okay, Dayton, yeah. How would you use post-haste in a sentence?
We should go post-haste to England, fam. Drink some of that good tea.
He's a gangster postmaster.
You say postmaster?
The gangster's got Volkshav.
You say postmaster? Bring some people to McDonald's up there?
Okay. If you would like to send us in a word, again, you contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com. I don't know. We win prizes. We went over that.
Yeah, we can postmate your prizes.
Now it's time for this week's climate change activist. This week's climate change activist is brought to you by the Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. So, anyway, this week's climate change activist is Sonita Narain. Sonita Narain is an Indian environmentalist and political activist, as well as a major proponent of the green concept of sustainable development. Sustainable development can be defined as development that meets the needs of present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet their own needs. You were not paying attention. So.
Yes, I was.
Dayton?
She did a lot of things.
Say that every time.
Yeah, because I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
There's like six things in there.
We should get a bra versus bro versus
the guy who doesn't pay attention.
I don't know. We need another guy who pays attention. Okay, anyway.
You tell me everything that's happening.
You're still not paying attention.
Yes, I am.
Now it's time for this week's this or that question, which Dayton has for us.
This or that is brought to us by the CarolinaHoopFest.com. You can contact Tyler for tournament. We have tournaments and leagues from third grade all the way to high school.
The Grove.
Okay, now to this.
The GroveHoopFest.com.
Yeah.
Presbyterian basketball at its finest.
A church be ballish.
Okay.
Postmate some food to us too.
All right, Dayton.
Okay, this is that. Morning or evening?
I get to pick first because you always pick first, so.
No.
Choosing evening. Good old evenings. When you eat, you get two meals instead of you only get one in the morning. Morning, it's hard to wake up.
What and happens if you have
hey, 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 man,
okay.
Hey.
Okay, sorry.
Chill it.
Sorry.
Chill
sorry.
It out, man. Yes. Okay. Now, and you can see, the sky is sometimes orange in the evening.
Yeah.
It's cool. What's your defense?
Sometimes the sky is blue in the morning.
It's all okay. Never mind.
Okay, so it's a Saturday morning. You don't have anything to do. I mean, you might if you have a job. That would suck. So, okay, it's the morning. You're a 5-year-old kid. You have nothing to do. You're happy.
Is that it?
And mornings for school, you can prepare and eat food. That is good. Instead of eating brunch. Yep. 100% sense. Moving on to the next segment,
which is this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is Red Scarf Girl. Red Scarf Girl is a book by Jili Jiang. It's a memoir by Jili Jiang. In the book Red Scarf Girl, Jili Jiang relates a story of her childhood in communist China during the Cultural Revolution, a movement led by Chairman Mao to purge Chinese society of all capitalist influence. Jili lives a happy life until her family suddenly becomes a target for government persecution. That's not a good thing, because people hate you.
Yep. That's why you don't be rich.
Yep. Which you will understand if you read the book. Please do. It's a good book.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Moving on. It's time for this week's climate facts, which Dayton has for us.
Climate facts brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802 because phones stop climate change. Yep, definitely. Species loss. Up to half of plant and animal species could face local extinction by 2100.
How far away is 2100?
81 years.
So you've been doing your math.
They post-maced that, man.
Post-maced the 81 years. Anyway.
Post-mates will still be a thing.
Yep. This is why you should... This is why we have endangered species.
Rhinos.
You can't just go kill rhinos.
My boy the panda.
So... Oh, yeah. You know, on a personal level, a panda.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway... yeah, that's that. So, just don't kill rhinos. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
In the end. Okay. Now, as we get into the more of the end of this week's podcast, I know it's sad because we're leaving soon.
Yeah, you guys don't want us to leave. You want us to stay here forever.
Okay. We're going to need to get the book from over here. This week's random act of kindness quote that Easy says sometimes but he didn't make up comes from chapter 12. Chapter 13.
Oh, you lied.
Page 8. Never mind. Chapter 13, page 8.
Page 97 and a half.
Chapter 13, page 8. We're just gonna ride with that one.
Okay.
It's, what wisdom can you find that is greater than kindness?
Nothing that I actually pay attention.
Okay, Dayton, that's what the quote was implying.
Okay.
But Dayton, since you think you're such a smart guy and you can do math, what do you think the answer to this is?
Tacos.
Next week we'll have a new bra on the podcast. No.
Substitute bra coming in.
He's gonna post haste over here. Is that the right way to use it?
I think.
Okay. You don't even...
What? Okay. He's gonna come post haste over to the Bra versus Bro Institute.
Let's just give some shout-outs to some listeners who wanted shout-outs. Our first shout-out goes to Mr. Vincent, who wanted to be shouted again because... I don't really like his name. He likes to hear it from our... I don't know.
My beautiful mouth.
You didn't say it.
Oh, God.
And Dana's our other...
Yes. Jalen McGill, who is at Carson Newman College playing basketball. He be hooping, getting some Postmates, because he hungry while he playing basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's Veterans Day. Shout out to all you veterans because you give us no school on Monday. Thank you.
That's not...
Also, you guys saved our lives. That too.
And if you are in the Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, any of those things, I don't know all of them because I'm not that smart. But
Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force, yeah.
All those, any of those, yeah. You can, if you'd send us in your name and which one you were in, you could get a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be recognized.
Yep. You'd be recognized.
Even though, yeah, you deserve to be recognized, so.
You can like to hear your name.
Just like Mr. Vincent.
Yep.
Okay. Well, time to give some shouts to people who make us possible. This week our song was No Line by Sheila E. and Snoop Dogg. And our producer slash director, B.L. Self.
Our team mom slash Katie B. Murray and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what we do without a therapy dog? And nothing. Like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Goodbye, folks! Singing
this is Bruh vs. Bro.